spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. It is July 23rd, 2024. Hi, Kev.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Okay. How's it going over there?
Seems like it, yeah. It's great. 10 out of 10, Kevin.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Well, I mean, you used that phrase yesterday.
Your 10 always changes.
My 10?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, because every day is different, but if it's always a 10,
yeah,
then your 10 is always changing.
No, my 10's always the same. I'm a 10 every day.
It doesn't work that way.
What are you talking about? Of course it works that way. My scale's the same. I mean, my 10 is always my 10. I don't understand what you're saying.
Your 10 is always your 10, but there's nothing that can make your day not a 10. Let's say your dog dies.
Oh,
today.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Just say, you know.
But you said, that's a 10.
Yeah. I mean, you got up, you got to come to work.
Die. Let me just make that perfectly clear.
Well, of course not. You just stated something that could happen.
Yeah, that was a bad example. It was better than saying a human.
Yeah. No, I didn't take it as you wishing something.
Thank
no,
you, Jay.
You're fine. Yeah, you're just trying to give an example.
That's not the kind of thing I'm doing. Not what I'm after existence. Today.
You know what I hope this guy has happened today? Okay. I did want to say it was yesterday my day was also a 10 when I came in and I had seen a text from Sunday night from our friend Maverick from the food drive.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, he just texted on Sunday at like 7:45. Hey, it's Maverick from the food drive. And how old is Mav now, do you think?
I was going to say, Jay, I'm terrible at remembering how old he is.
Oh, man.
11?
I'm going to say in that vicinity is a good guess. And so, you know, he texted like, you know, 20 minutes to 8 on a Sunday. I didn't get it.
Now, Maverick, who, those who do not know, he, every year he raises... They have chickens.
Chickens, yep.
And he takes care of the chickens.
Yep.
He does all the eggs. He sells them all year long. And it's a lot. It's not like he's just selling 12 eggs a year.
No.
He sells a lot of them.
No.
And then he donates the money to the food drive. And last year he donated $500.
Yeah. It was insane. And so he texts, hey, it's Maverick from the food drive. And so I just text back, you know, at the beginning of our show, hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah.
And...
He was probably up feeding the chickens.
Well, he didn't reply until 10:02, and he said, good, I just woke up, and I missed your show. Now, I don't know if he meant he was good because he missed the show.
No.
Or...
Maverick's just enjoying summer.
Right, yeah. I mean, sleep in, bud.
Man, I had a meeting yesterday with a young couple who's madly in love, and they're going to get married.
That's a good reason.
Uh-huh. And... They're both school teachers.
Okay.
Jay.
Man.
Their life, they are just enjoying the heck out of life.
Yeah, I talked about that for, I mean, years when, you know, way, way back that, you know, to my wife, man, maybe I should just become a teacher. Then we could both have the summers off.
Right.
But that would have required too much on my part. And I was like, nah.
To become a teacher.
Yeah, teaching and stuff.
What do you think you'd teach if you...
I mean, the perfect one would be PE, obviously, but, or what do they call it now? Health and fitness.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah,
It is. I did not know.
Uh-huh. Hmm. And then either that or probably maybe math.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
This guy was a math teacher, high school math
teacher.
Well,
there teacher. You go. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a fifth grade teacher.
Nice. So, yeah, they just enjoy the summers off together.
They
that
do,
would be
yeah.
great.
They say it's pretty wonderful. I go, what are you guys going to do the rest of the day? They're like, I don't know.
Don't worry about
Maybe
it.
Maybe watch a show until way too late tonight and sleep in tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, that's a good life
right
there.
You're 12.
That is a good life.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Confirmation.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Allison, are you going to challenge me, Jay, or that man over there, Kevin, in the category of animals?
Kevin James.
No, I don't care.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what the heck is going on over there?
I don't know. There's been a bunch of boo-boos, and I'm in charge of fixing the boo-boos, and so, yeah.
Oh, I don't like boo-boos.
Yeah, boo-boo's bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not Yogi's buddy. He's fine.
Yeah, why do we got to be like that?
Yeah, I think, as far as I'm concerned, I believe Yogi's buddy is fine. Does anybody That's know good. Any different?
No, I haven't heard a boo-boo. Word about old boo-boo.
Let's hear your boo-boo impression, Steve.
Hey, Yogi.
Wait, isn't that Yogi?
That's
doing?
Yogi doing his
own. Yeah, that's Yogi talking to himself.
Doesn't Boo Boo just kind of have that, hey, Yogi? Doesn't he just kind of have the monotone sort of, which is why I thought you'd be good at it, Steve.
I think that's right, Jay. I can't remember Boo Boo very well.
Gosh, Yogi, we're going to get in trouble with the ranger.
Don't worry about it, Boo Boo. Yeah. Let's get the picnic basket and go.
Steve, how about you just do your Yogi then? I think
yeah,
that's
you do
better.
Yogi, I'll do Boo Boo. Kevin, you do the Hanna-Barbera fake laugh.
Jetson!
No.
That's the wrong one.
He's got one impression.
He's just going to use it in the Yogi cartoon, wait. George Jetson. That would be Mr. Slate, right?
Yeah, Mr. Slate.
Yeah.
Mr. Slate.
Mr. Spacely.
Oh, Spacely.
Oh,
Slate is the Flintstones.
Flintstones. I said
Spacely
yes.
Spacely Sprockets.
And then,
yeah, gosh.
Spacely
so
Sprockets.
Oh, and that is your history lesson for the day.
Cartoons.
Guys, do you ever, for a long time, like you've seen something, you know something, but then you realize, oh, I've been saying this wrong the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
That recently happened to me with VRBO.
You were saying it wrong?
VRBO, yeah. VRBO. I call it VRBO because that's what it is. Vacation rental by owner, right?
Yeah.
I did it many, 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 many years ago on a trip to San Diego. That was the first time we stayed at a hotel the one night, and we did not like the hotel. It was not good. And then we just said, you know what we're going to do? Only time I ever did this on a trip. We're like, let's just wing it.
Okay.
Let's just go. Let's just start driving up the coast.
Risky business.
Going up the coast, finding rooms. There's always rooms to stay, you know? And Jay, it was the most fun trip I've ever had.
Wow.
And it was just fabulous. And we did a couple of VRBOs, whatever. And that's, remember, where I first saw the website VRBO.
What were you saying wrong?
That's not what it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's Vrbo.
Oh, you mean so they just use it,
yeah,
the acronym as a word?
Yes,
not,
if you hear their commercials and stuff, it's like, Vrbo.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Is it possible they changed that, though?
Vrbo.
They tried to make it easier, like, after the fact, since it was a long time ago
I mean,
for you?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think...
I don't think you've ever made
one
a mistake.
Of those
so.
That, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those that I had said, VRBO, because it seems right.
Yeah. Is it possible that they're saying it wrong?
I don't know. Did you, Steve, when you have ever seen this, have you ever...
That'd be great.
Did you say VRBO or did you think in your mind, oh, Vrbo?
I don't even know.
Oh, you've never heard
You've
it.
Never had to utter the word or the acronym.
That's fair. Jay?
I think I always said VRBO. I didn't look like a word to me.
It doesn't look like a word at all.
I needed to buy a vowel or something.
At least one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, O is one, just in case you're still it's curious true. On that.
Well, in addition to that.
Vrbo. I mean, I kind of like it.
My name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Yeah. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, buddy.
Well, good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
geez.
Good news. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prove it.
I'm a 10.
You're a 10.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Not really.
Oh.
Yeah. I could be. So, you know how I'm like super observant and stuff?
Oh boy.
This guy. I don't even know how to describe it. He's just super, super in his own world.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm pretty sure that my across the hall, even though there's no hall, neighbors.
Through the breezeway.
Oh, good.
Across the breezeway.
Yep.
I think they moved out.
Oh. Was it something you said?
I don't know, but I think they're gone.
Huh. No big goodbye, no party.
Yeah.
Nothing, huh?
What leads you to this? You just haven't seen them? I mean, they could be on vacation.
That's
a good point.
I haven't seen them. I haven't heard their dogs.
Ooh.
Dogs
would go with them. They wouldn't leave them home, I guess.
I hope not, yeah.
Well, or someone would watch them. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Possibly.
But also,
if you were a nice neighbor, you could have offered.
Yeah. Well, also, I found it odd that it appeared yesterday that the blinds to their apartment was open. And I walk by them, so it's not like I'm staring or whatever.
Yeah, I got you. You're not a peeping Steve.
Yeah, but they were wide open, and it looked like there was nothing in there.
Well, that's very observant of you, Steve.
Well, yeah, Steve, that might be a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Dead giveaway.
An empty apartment is usually a dead giveaway. They've moved.
I mean, I walked by pretty quick, so I can't be 100% sure.
Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
The apartment's empty. Oh, I don't think they're there anymore.
They might be gone.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It is weird with neighbors, though, how you see. I mean, I've been in my place now for 6.5 years, 7 years. I can't even keep track anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a spot where I go in and out of my garage. I don't really see neighbors very often.
Yep.
But there was a while where there was a guy who used the garage next to mine, and I would see him once in a while, let's say 4 times a month. And we would just exchange pleasantries. Hello. Hey.
Yeah.
That would be it. Mm-hmm. He'd move on. I'd move on.
Everybody's happy.
But this new, and I've had numerous other people live in those apartments. No one, never seen them. Have no idea who any of my neighbors are. This girl who moved in to that garage next to me, she doesn't live in the garage. I just don't know what apartment it belongs to. I see her at least 3-4 times a week. It's so weird.
It is weird.
Do you go without seeing anybody for 6 years and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I see this girl every day?
Like schedules.
Maybe, yeah.
You know?
But it's random times at night. That's the weird thing. Like, I'll come home at 11 o'clock and it's like, oh, she happens to be there.
I can
carrying her sleeping child in.
I can go months without seeing the guy that's 2 doors down, but I see the guy at the bottom of the hill every day because he always goes for a walk at 4:30.
Yeah, that
so
helps.
It's like, you know,
if it's the same schedule.
Same guy. Sure. He always waves. Mm-hmm. And I know he can't see me. I wave back and I always think the same thing. You can't see me, but I'm waving. So then I started flashing the lights. The one time I honked the horn, but I think I almost gave him a heart attack. So I decided
to stop that.
Yeah.
By the way, if a neighbor, she's a young lady, and she has a child who's, I'm going to say he's 6 or 7.
All right.
He's pretty tall, though, so it's hard to tell. But I
about
think,
the same size as Steve?
Yeah, he's about Steve's size, Jay.
Yep. And, rude.
But like the one
just
night
looking for
we,
a kind of comparison, Steve.
I was
common
there.
Common schedule, common interest, common height.
common body type.
We were unloading DJ equipment, and she got out, and she had to pick him up. He was out. You know, it's 11:30 at night, and he's just sound asleep. So she does the thing where she picks him up.
Yeah.
And, like, he's almost as long as her whole body.
Like rag thing where they just kind of,
And she picks him up, and I think, oh, no, you've got to go upstairs. Would it ever be gentlemanly to say, oh, do you want me to carry him up for you?
No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
100% bros.
Is that right next to the happy birthday cards? Or
it
where is.
That?
Kevin James.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you look in this section, it says, you know, his birthday, her birthday, anniversary, grandparents' day, 100% bros.
On the big 99.9 Coyote. Coyote Country.
All right, guys, don't forget, you can download the app. It's free. The Coyote Country app is 100% free. You could take us with you wherever you happen to go. Lots of stuff to give away today. Holy smokes, did you see the list of prizes? I mean, it's insane.
I did not. Would you please tell me?
I can, yes. Settle in. We have,
pull up your blanket and your nightlight.
Exactly. Get your feet up. We've got Terry Clark tickets to give away. Okay. So Terry
that
Clark
show is going to sneak up on us. It's August 1st, yeah. Which is next Thursday.
Two weeks from Thursday.
I think it's next week.
Holy what?
It's the end of July.
Thanks, Kev. So there's that Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino. There is a pair of Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets.
Ooh.
There is Chris Stapleton. That's going to be at T-Mobile.
Okay.
On the 27th. That's also this weekend. Luke Combs at the Gorge, October 5th. And then we also have the qualifying for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. And a new trip that we're giving away is to qualify for the Coastal Country Jam, which is in Long Beach, California. That grand prize is for airfare for two nights hotel, tickets to see Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, John Party, and more.
Nice.
So that's a busy day of stuff, guys.
Ooh, you out of breath?
I'm okay. I took one of those little oxygen hits just before I started. So I'm good.
Oh, okay.
But thank you so much for asking, Steve. Now, Audio Vault brought to you by R&R RV. You want to know why you're going to hate Thomas Rhett?
Yeah, I find this hard to believe because I generally enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. You like him and his family, and they're just fun, seem like fun people. So, oh, see what I'm saying, Kev? Hello.
Yo.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
We're scary.
What is happening in the echo chamber? Assuming everybody listening can hear this.
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, ooh, I just double checked. Yeah, they can hear it.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead, Steve.
What? I'm not laughing. No.
No.
Say something funny. Well, that'll be hard for you.
That'd be hilarious. Maybe you could stop that?
Me?
Yeah.
How did you make it happen?
Well,
I don't understand. I mean, it wasn't doing it.
Well, the computer has to go on the air to play audio.
Right, and it has been.
I'll just do it then.
Go for it. It's all good. I've stopped it.
Yeah, I'll just do that and do that.
Oh, we good now?
There, I think I fixed it. So the reason you're going to not like Thomas Rhett is pretty simple. You only work for two reasons.
Oh, yeah. Air conditioning and a garage, and I'm going to guess this guy likes no AC.
I hate being cold. When I'm on the bus, even, I'm always the guy that walks up on the bus and turns off all the air conditioners so that the air is not blowing in my face. But yeah, the sunshine definitely peps me up. I don't know why I'm like that, but I'm a big beach guy. I just like to be able to do anything and everything outdoors.
Well,
and when it's not sunny, it just kind of makes it worse.
There's a difference between being a beach guy and being the guy who shuts the air conditioning off the bus.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Why can't you have comfort in all things?
Yeah, I don't necessarily care to have the air conditioner blowing in my face.
Mm.
But I feel like you can adjust a vent or something.
Something, yeah. You need to leave the on a bus.
Man.
That just sounds so steamy.
It's terrible.
Oh, I don't like it.
Steve, who's this Sebastian guy that this audio is from?
Oh, Sebastian Manis. I can never say his name. He's a comedian. And he was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah, and he was talking about the fact that there's this, I guess it's a trend in California.
Okay.
So, like, you know, going out to eat's relatively expensive. Would you agree with that part?
Yes.
More than relatively, I would imagine. So, you know, obviously the tipping thing has been well documented, how tipping has gotten a bit crazy with every single, I mean, they run commercials about it now.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. They run commercials about, like, there's a guy doing a bench press, and he's like, you know, the guy goes, hey, man, you need a spot? Sure. And he spots the guy, and then he goes, okay, if you take a quick look at the screen then, man. And he, like, flips the screen around.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's like, yes.
The tipping has gotten crazy. Well, it's not just tipping in California.
So a lot of things are not right. What I'm seeing here in California, I don't know if it's anywhere else. When you go out to a restaurant, right, there's a service charge now and then a tip. And I'm asking, what's the service charge for? They're like, well, it's for a higher wage. It's for a tip. It's for the forks, the knives, the napkin. I feel like I own the restaurant.
A service charge.
That's so goofy.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I have not.
Okay, good.
Maniscalco, I think, is how you pronounce his name.
Oh, thank you.
Is that right?
Sure, let's say it is.
Okay.
I had never even heard that before, and that was today was the first time I'd ever heard of that. And I thought, man, that's terrible.
I mean, I have seen it, you know, like at wedding venues or whatever, where they're, you know, the venue is $5,000, and you get it for this amount of time, and then if you want tablecloths, it's this much.
Sure.
If you want a fork, it's this much.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? That doesn't come with?
Yeah. But a service charge is crazy, man. They start doing that, that's really going to hurt. Also, I wanted to know if you have ever heard of this hack for headaches and if you think it would work. It seems very, very simple.
Okay.
But I don't know. I still don't know because it's not playing.
All right, so here's my medical life hack for when you want to get rid of a headache. You'll want to grab two rags or short towels for this. One needs to be cold, so run it over cold water, and the other over hot water, and then you wring them both. At the same time, put the cold rag over your forehead to constrict your blood vessels and reduce inflammation, while the hot rag goes right behind your neck to improve blood flow and relax the muscles. Keep them on for about 5 to 7 minutes at the same time, and then watch your migraine naturally vanish.
How about that? So cold rag on your head, warm rag on your neck.
Okay.
And then your headache goes away.
Listen, when you have a bad headache, it's worth a try.
That's what I was thinking. I want to know if anybody else has ever tried this, right, or if this guy's just making stuff up.
I don't know that it's going to work, but it's one of those things where, yeah, like when you have a bad headache, you're like, oh, sure, I'll put a rag on my head.
Right.
If I have to do a dance, I'll do whatever, if it'll get rid of it.
Most importantly, Steve, do you even have two rags to be able to try this?
I could wrangle them up.
Kevin?
Yeah, although I was struggling the other day to try to find a rag. So as I'm saying that, I feel kind of like it's a lie. I know I have them somewhere.
Well, anything could be a rag.
Huh? Like a t-shirt, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Could a car be a rag? That doesn't check out.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's just what they do in Wisconsin. Actually, it was just a beer. They eventually got it cleaned up. You want to
dance with somebody? I had so many beer songs I couldn't choose.
Oh, thanks for choosing the one with no ramp.
Kevin James.
Luckily, they were able to clean up that beer and all the people in.
Wow. Oh, are you okay? Do we need to collect, get some money together?
Probably.
Okay.
Steve was checking. Like, where do you even get Spam? And I'm like, I think you can get it at any store.
At a store. Yeah.
What section was it in, Steve? Because the more I said that, I was like,
I know where it was.
I don't know the last time I've seen a can of Spam.
I just saw it. It's in the almost meat section.
The almost meat.
That's exactly where it was.
This is a salty meat section. Where did you find it?
Yeah, it was kind of like by the soups and pastas and...
Okay.
Sort of in that area. I don't know if it was that aisle.
Yeah. Like a stew. It's probably next to
stew. That's actually a good call, yeah.
Okay. So, Jay, remember many years ago? Maybe before Steve was born. Okay, not quite, but Steve was probably
close.
A little guy.
Mm-hmm.
We did a thing called Spam Around the World.
Yeah, my sister took it to China.
She did. Your sister took it to China. She then mailed it to somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Eventually, it got lost. I think in Spain. You know, the Spaniards, you can't trust them to mail spam.
Oh, those Spaniards.
But Steve and I were talking about it, and he goes, that's kind of a fun idea. And I said, yeah, it really was kind of fun. And back then, it was so much harder. We mailed it with a Polaroid camera.
Right. That was difficult.
So they would take pictures. Then they were supposed to mail the pictures back to us.
Yep.
And then mail the spam to somebody. Right. It was a lot of steps to ask people to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much easier is it today?
Oh, man. With just digital email, gone, see ya.
We take this can of spam.
Mm-hmm.
we give it to somebody.
Right.
Who maybe is going someplace cool. I was just thinking about Steve Hawk would be a great. He's leaving to go to New York.
I thought about that today, too.
We kind of think we missed the boat. He's going to be gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe there's somebody listening right now who thinks, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to someplace cool. The idea is you take it wherever said cool place is. You take a picture of you with the spam.
Right.
You send us the picture. We post it as part of our spam around the world.
Right.
And then you give it to somebody else. And then that person is supposed to take it somewhere. Now, they don't all have to be cool. I'd be totally fine if it's, you know, on a combine in Spangle.
That's still someplace cool.
That's cool to
it's
me.
A great
yeah.
picture, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, here I am. I'm logging today. Here's
right.
the spam.
Yeah.
But then you
here I am by
it.
The milk bottle. Here I am by the Louvre. Here I, you know, you get
right.
the point.
If you could treat it like a baby.
I'm
and
sorry?
Not treat the spam like a baby so that we don't lose it.
Yeah,
imagine
money
if it was a baby, you would make sure you passed it on to someone
else. So does
else.
It need its own diaper bag? I don't understand.
I don't think it needs a diaper bag.
Okay.
But I think, you know, what I'm saying is...
It's with care is what you're saying.
You need to have some responsibility. Treat this salty gelatin meat as a baby.
As we do spam like, around the world. Yeah.
You know what? We will think of a great name for it. Or we won't. One of the two.
Right.
Both are possible.
We do have some suggestions on the text line. You want me to just grab these? Let me just grab
them. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure.
That's all right. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm leaving to go on a cruise to Alaska, so I would be interested in taking the spam with me.
What a great idea.
That is beautiful.
I mean.
And then what do you think you would do? So you go to Alaska. The picture is going to be phenomenal.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So beautiful up there. So you go
but
on this cruise. What's that?
There's people probably from all over that will be on the cruise, too. That
yes.
I could find a fellow passenger that lives somewhere else.
Oh, and so you could just hand it off to someone.
Yeah, that's all they got to do now.
Genius.
Nowadays, we're just handing this thing off.
Yeah,
and the next person will take a picture with it.
This is
they'll
genius.
Hand it to somebody else.
Yep.
Do you think people will have trouble getting it through customs?
Spam?
So I could just slip it in my suitcase.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, Alaska's in the country, so
it's sealed.
Yeah, Alaska would be fine.
I figure it's sealed.
But you're right. But if it went back with somebody else to another country, I think it would be okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you could just wrap it up in your underwear in your suitcase.
Okay, let's just let her determine that on her own.
yeah, she enjoyed the idea. Protect it.
Yeah. That would be great. What's your name?
Holly.
I mean, if you're willing to do it, are we willing to let Holly just take it and be the first one? I feel like we should
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Alaska seems like a cool
place. Yeah,
that
would
place.
Be awesome.
That would be great.
We're leaving Saturday.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Okay.
The timing couldn't be better.
We will get the spam to you. You will then be in charge of it. And hopefully, you seem like an outgoing, wonderful person who will have no problem meeting someone on the cruise and giving them, as weird as it sounds, giving them the spam.
Yeah.
Well, you
no
know,
problem.
I mean, Holly has, I believe, the ability to determine by being in contact with people who's going to have fun with it and who's not.
Correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And careful giving it to somebody who's going to eat it.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to think that one through.
Well, we'll have to put some directions on the bottom of the can or whatever that says, hey, this is what needs to happen, and this is who you need to call, this is where you need to send the photos, all that stuff. So can you hold on for a second, Holly?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Jay, let's be really cool. Let's be 224.
I'm sorry?
Let's be 2024.
There it is.
Let's be very
Those dates
2024.
Are very hard. Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. What if we put a QR code on it?
Oh, let's go.
It
Do you happen to have one handy? All my QR codes are in my other shorts.
Yeah, I think you can just make one and put it on there.
Oh, cool. Steve, get a Sharpie. Start just coloring in some fun little like symbols and stuff. Does that work?
Hieroglyphics?
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Seems let's turn to our 33-year-old producer. He probably knows how to make a QR code. How do you do it, Steve?
Well, I'm sure there's a website or something.